The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Support for Fine Gael has increased according to a new Irish Times poll. The boost in support is likely to increase pressure for a pre-Christmas election. I'm joined now by Pat Leahy, political editor at the Irish Times. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Looking at the poll numbers, it's good news for Fine Gael, so-so news for Fianna Fáil, bad news for Sinn Féin.
Yeah, I think that's probably a reasonable summary. And the one thing I'd add, I suppose, is that if you look at the government as a whole, it's a good poll for them in that government satisfaction is up sharply by 9 points to 40%. And the combined support of the three government parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens, is at 51%, which is the highest that it has been since the last election. On the day of the last election in 2020, after which they formed a coalition government, combined support was 50%. So, you know, they're right up there and have, I suppose, what we identified was possible maybe earlier this year, the latter half of last year, which was a possible return of the current government. And now looks like a stronger possibility for sure.
Now, you have reproduced your polling from what is it, March of 2015 up to September of 2024. And you have tracking for Fine Gael, for Fianna Fáil and for Sinn Féin. And if you look at it from afar, it's like looking at the Alps, because there are peaks, so many peaks and so many troughs. I mean, the movement is quite extreme over that period.
Yeah, and I think that demonstrates one of the most important facts about Irish politics right now in this kind of current era, Pat, and that's its extreme volatility. I mean, if you look at, so there's a bit of a spike going on for Fine Gael at the moment and for Simon Harris personally, and I wouldn't underplay the political significance of that, particularly looking down the barrel of an election. But bear in mind that Leo Varadkar, when he was leader of Fine Gael, had two such spikes, one during the height of the Brexit negotiations, one during COVID. And on both those occasions, you know, Fine Gael, it's at 27% now, but it was up into the 30s, up into the mid-30s at one stage. Leo Varadkar was getting these huge personal satisfaction ratings and they all fell away. So I think, you know, the underlying truth, I mean, there's two big trends that we've seen this year, Fine Gael up, Sinn Féin down. But the, you know, the underlying trend of Irish politics over the last guts of a decade now has been its volatility. And there's no reason to suspect, I think, that that's going to go away.
Now, in your poll, Sinn Féin is down 3 points. Fine Gael is up 4 to 27. Sinn Féin down to 20. Fianna Fáil down 1 to 19. But as you say, if you combine the coalition numbers, it's a 51%, which is enough in theory to get them back in. The trying to analyse all of this, the question is, why has Sinn Féin fallen so sharply and so consistently, not just in this poll, but in the other polls that we've seen in Sunday newspapers and so on? So this is not an anomalous in any way. This is a trend.
Yeah. And, you know, as we say, month after month, Pat, the most important thing to look for in political opinion polls is not necessarily who's up, who's down in any single poll or in any given month. It's what's the medium term trend. And so we've seen Sinn Féin dropped by 3 points in this poll. In our last poll back in May, they dropped by 5 points. In our poll previous to that in February, they dropped by 6 points. So this is, you know, this is real. And we see it reflected in the satisfaction ratings of Mary Lou MacDonald, who's down at 30% satisfaction rating now, by far the lowest of the big party leaders and, you know, the lowest that she has been since before the last election. And, you know, the polls don't give us the reasons for that, but I suppose there's been a million words written and lots of conversations had within and outside the Sinn Féin about what that might be. I mean, I think immigration, the prominence of immigration didn't help them, particularly amongst a kind of cohort of their nationalist working class voters. But I also think that Sinn Féin, quite sensibly trying to prepare for government, sort of fell into the trap of trying to ride two horses at the one time, telling, you know, its traditional voters that it was going to present radical change in government, but also telling its newer middle-class voters that it had won since the last election that any change that Sinn Féin was going to present, you know, wouldn't threaten them. It wouldn't be radical change. They wouldn't threaten to change Ireland's economic model. All that sort of thing, which I think didn't go down too well with a lot of its traditional voters.
Now, there's one of these, in these volatile times, there's one particular section of the graph which is quite clear what caused it. If you look at from 2024 early on to the present, you shoot up to 27 for Fine Gael, and that's definitely Simon Harris. There's no question about it.
Well, look, I mean, as you say, that, you know, the polls don't scientifically explain causation, but we have to apply for what passes as our political intelligence to this, Pat. And there is certainly a coincidence of events there. And I don't think you can really sensibly separate them. And you could see that, you know, really in the Fine Gael organization, almost from the moment that Simon Harris took over as leader. I mean, he dubbed it himself a new energy. And really, that's what you did see reflected throughout the organization. There was a complete change of mood. You saw the beginnings of this sort of political momentum that has rolled on over the summer. And in an age, I think, when, you know, change is one of the great political slogans, kind of remarkably for a party that's been in government since 2011, Simon Harris almost kind of looks like change to many voters now. Now, I guess we could interrogate that and wonder about it, but it seems to me that that's what it looks like for many voters. And, you know, is there a ceiling on it? I presume there is at some stage, but certainly this is a very, it's a very encouraging poll for Fine Gael and for Simon Harris.
Now, the question of analysis of Sinn Féin, you can put some of it down to immigration, but and moderation of policies to appease, if you like, middle of the road voters. But is there anything else that occurs to you? Because for me, there's a little bit of tedium about their messaging and a little bit maybe of overexposure of a very limited number of frontbenchers.
Yeah, you could certainly suggest that. I think that, you know, Mary Lou MacDonald, if you look at her personal ratings, she's had a very difficult time of it politically, and also, as we learned recently, a very difficult time of it personally, which I presume wasn't helping her to deal with the politics of it. But there's been a number of sort of missteps, I think, by her. I think that her reaction to the Dublin riots last year, putting down a motion of no confidence in Helen McEntee in the Dáil, calling for the resignation of the Garda Commissioner, I think that was interpreted in some quarters as almost blaming somebody else other than the rioters for the riots, if you know what I mean. I think the year previous to that, I think the trial, the gangland trial, I think that she found of Jonathan Dowdall, I think, you know, who had been a Sinn Féin councillor, there was been a close associate of Mary Lou MacDonald. There was certainly lots of photographs of Mary Lou MacDonald and Jonathan Dowdall circulating, which were, you know, gained wide traction in the media. I think that was very difficult for her and for the party. And, you know, you referenced the immigration thing, and that, you know, the new prominence of immigration as an issue, especially amongst working class male nationalist voters, which was real bedrock of support for the party, and many of them haven't been best pleased at Sinn Féin's response to it. So I think all those things coming together, and, you know, you look at opinion polls, you look at movements in support, it's very rarely one thing. It's normally an amalgamation of a couple of factors, and I suspect that's what's going on here too.
Now, the Taoiseach has set his face firmly, it would appear, against a November election. And there are a number of things that play into this. First of all, the budget and when the budget effects will be felt in the pocket. That's number one. But also the finance bill has got to be pushed through. And in time for a November 15 election, that looks unlikely. Also, you've got people like Roderick O'Gorman, who would have an input into the Taoiseach's decision, wanting to get certain things done before an election, I suppose, to solidify his place as Green Party leader.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I've long been of the view that a November, mid-November election is the most likely thing, because I think that is in the government's political interests. And to be honest, I'm only confirmed in that view by this poll. I think one of the practical effects of this poll is that it will increase pressure on Simon Harris within his own party to go for an election. And certainly we know that all parties, not just government parties, are preparing in the expectation of a November election. You are right about the finance bill, also the social welfare bill. The reality is that those things can be accelerated if needs be. Roderick O'Gorman, Micheál Martin, he might be less inclined. I think after this poll, he's 8 points behind Fine Gael. He might be less inclined to go for a November election. Roderick O'Gorman, likewise. But you'd have to wonder, you know, you're at the end of a government. You're faced with either a November election or a February-March election. And neither of those timings are ideal, but they're what the choices are. So the choice really facing the leaders of the government isn't what is the absolute best time that we could imagine for an election. It's which is the best of those two options that we face. And ultimately, even though he will want to have the agreement of the two party leaders to whatever he calls an election for, because I think the government will want to present itself as having done a good job and deserving of another 5 years. Ultimately, it's the Taoiseach's prerogative as to when he calls
election. I'm just thinking about what's in it for the Taoiseach to continue until mid-February or slightly beyond. And the only real imperative would seem to me that there are things he wants to get done, number one, which cannot be done before Christmas. Secondly, he's got a whole plethora of new candidates. And although there might be some name recognition locally, a lot of them are going to have to try and generate that name recognition before an election. And maybe over the Christmas period and so on, they would have more of a chance to generate that kind of recognition and therefore support for an election.
I think that is a factor. And, you know, last night we saw Damien English become, I think, the 17th Fine Gael TD who was elected in 2020 to announce that he's not going to stand. And that is a real headwind because we know that incumbent candidates, candidates that are running already as TDs have an advantage over first time candidates. That having been said, you know, Simon Harris has got a 55% approval rating. His party's at 27% in the polls, the best since 2021. I think if he gets over 25%, then people voting for the party and voting for him starts to bring in candidates and compensate for their lack of local recognition. So I guess it's a balancing act for him. What he's got to decide is, are things likely? I mean, think about the last three elections have been held in February, Pat. All of them have been very bad for the incumbent government, and two of those incumbent governments were led by Fine Gael. My own view, I mean, he'll make up his own decision. My own view is that it's strongly to the advantage of the government to go before Christmas rather than after Christmas. And my guess is that ultimately that's what will make the decision.
Now, what stunts might he pull before Christmas to kind of give himself a fairer wind in his back? I mean, I'm thinking of things like the passenger cap in Dublin Airport, something that, because it's so historically based and so inaccurately now based on traffic movement around Dublin Airport, you know, he could intervene and just temporarily get rid of that so there won't be high prices for returning emigrants at Christmas time and all that sort of thing. Are there any other stunts that might be pulled?
I mean, the biggest stunt of all, even though I guess it's not really a stunt, is the budget. You know, we're going to have a very significant giveaway budget. It's going to be another round of once-off energy credits. They will be paid before Christmas. Gotta imagine, maybe might even be paid before the election, Pat, if it happens in November. I think you'll see the government, you know, yesterday Simon Harris is indicating that they will lay out a plan for spending the Apple money. And even though they won't be able to spend that money, and that will be, those will be decisions, no matter what the current government says, those will be decisions taken by the next government, yeah. You know, which could, you know, easily disregard the plans of the current government. But I think you'll see that on budget day as well. I think you'll see a very big budget day splash on Apple, on once-off payments, on increased capital spending, on increased spending on public services all around. That's the big. I mean, the budget day, as you know, your listener numbers will I'm sure attest, budget is a day. It's kind of the greatest exercise in political communication over the course of the year. And that is because everybody tunes in because they know it affects their lives. And I think that will be the last big opportunity for the government to convey its message. And I think it will do that, you know, by spending an awful lot of money, giving away an awful lot of money.
All right. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.